I know myself and some other members were kind of waiting for the shoe to drop. We felt like there was kind of this windup and that there was going to be a but. And I think we were very relieved and surprised that there was no but, that there was just an acknowledgement that this is actually a problem. And we have not really heard a president do that in such a straightforward way in a long time, if ever, in modern politics.
That's a really astute point, particularly talking about the distance that President Biden himself has come on this issue, perhaps in his own personal understanding, but also in the way he's willing to talk about it. Thank you for that. And thank you for being here. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's always a real pleasure to have you with us whenever you can be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We live from the head down and not the feet up. And I'm a dome with a frown that's making this up. And I'm fine, fine, under cloud nine. Yes, I wear the lamb's wool, the feet of burnt brass. And the wool defies gravity like the nature of a gas. And I'm fine. Under cloud nine, twist my cloud and it rains. And when it rains, oh, it pours. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the energy will absorb. Powerful of the metal. Been chosen to wear the conscious cloud, and I'm fine, 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 under cloud nine, nine. I be a chameleon and wear it bone straight, but it's so much stronger when it's in its natural state, and I'm fine, fine.
Right. got to fight for what we need. We the people got to save the air we breathe. We the people got to keep Bear Monsanto from controlling food seeds. We the people got to keep our own mind free. We the people got to take some action now. Cause if we wait on a pipe dream, quick scheme, Superman, woman in the last scene, save us from the mean thing while we do our own thing, hit in the sand, problems unseen, it won't matter anyhow. We the people got to stop the racist plan. We the people got to drive hatred from this land. We the people got to make it so democracy is more than a word. We the people must ensure the poor are heard. We the people got to stop wars, corporate greed. Cause if we wait on a pipe dream, quick scheme, Superman, woman in the last scene, save us from the main thing while we do our own thing, hit in the sand, problems unseen, it won't matter anyhow. We the people got to fight for what we need. We the people got to save the air we breathe. We the people got to keep Bear Monsanto from controlling food seeds. We the people got to keep our own minds free. We the people got to take some action now. Cause if we wait on a pipe dream, quick scheme, Superman, woman in the last scene, save us from the main thing while we do our own thing, hit in the sand, problems unseen, it won't matter anyhow.
Said he would do everything he said,
and then he told me to tell you everything gonna be all right.
so clearly now. I have a vision. They say follow your dreams. They say follow your dreams. I will follow my dreams.
Favorite films growing up was Fun and Fancy Free.
I thought we were supposed to be talking about black films.
Chill on me. Issa Rae.
And this movie was made in 1947. Yeah, it's probably definitely not for us. Girl, stand up.
Okay. Movie made in 1947, probably definitely not for us, totally. Just like many a cartoon created during that time that memorialized mammy figures, Jezebels, laziness, fried chicken, and watermelon as quintessential black tropes.
So what are we talking about?
Honestly, I think I just like the concept. It was Mickey, Goofy, and Donald doing whatever they wanted to do, imagining themselves in all kinds of fantastical stories and just being. But clearly the film industry was not designed for us to do that, which is why we have had to flip the script.
Talk about it.
Black Americans have had a marred and complex history in the United States. And because of that, we have had an even more complex journey when it comes to how we are represented on film. Because we have to ask ourselves what message we are trying to relay, what lesson we are trying to teach, what story are we trying to tell, and ultimately, how do we get a seat at the table? And more often than not, that means building the chair and sliding it into a parking lot, okay?
I know that's right.
Rarely do we get the opportunity to effortlessly just be. Why? Because we have the twofold responsibility of putting on for our culture and putting our culture on. And somebody like Issa Rae has done both of those things consistently ever since Awkward Black Girl. She had to build the thing, present the thing until the thing received the recognition and deserves, others, but what has remained consistent is her desire to lift as she climbs. Horizontal networking, which started with working with the people and resources she had in the very beginning, remains a key tenet of her MO as she continues to employ the people who came up with her, which is another level of innovation in and of itself when only a few of us are even supposed to get these opportunities. And more than that, over and over again, we see the extensions of her Hooray family making waves in the industry to create real Black stories, quotidian Black stories, because every Black story deserves to be told, because every kind of Black person deserves to be seen. We're owed that. Y'all really should know what was up with her when she told them people to their face she was rooting for everybody Black.
I appreciate all this, but are you gonna keep talking about me like I'm not here?
Well, what would you like to say, Miss Ma'am? That was an iconic moment.
Well, yes, that's what icons do.
Heard!
I was really just tapping into how we all feel every time we tune into one of these award shows. Because it's like Black people make up such a small percentage of those who get recognized in TV and film. And we don't get a chance to root for the actors or projects that make us feel good.
Small percentage is correct. Only 21% of nominees at the Oscars that year were people of color. And in the years since, it's remained around 20% despite the proliferation of award-winning content being produced by people of color. We've said it before and we'll say it again, we are in the midst of another renaissance. We are very familiar with the Harlem Renaissance since it's remained to be one of the safest Black things to discuss in school. Shots, 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 shots! But in 1925, Elaine Locke published a collection of works by Black authors such as Zora Neale Hurston, County Cullen, and Langston Hughes, named The New Negro. It was a platform for Black creatives to make new visions of themselves, free from the racist burdens of the past and vicious assaults on Blackness enacted on stage and TV and in film. This inspired an explosion of Black art and culture that wasn't really seen again until the Black arts movement of the 60s and 70s. Unlike the Harlem Renaissance, BAM was directly connected to politics. Emerging after the assassination of Malcolm X, this artistic movement was inextricably tied to Black nationalism. The movement was characterized by Black theater, Black poetry, Black music, and distinctively Black ways of taking up those spaces. Founded by Mary Baraka, this is where we got Nikki Giovanni, Sonia Sanchez, Maya Angelou, Audre Lorde, and June Jordan. We saw a resurgence in the 90s with some of the most diverse and emblematic representations of Black people on film, and I said we owe it to all three iterations to keep it going. And I don't know about you, Issa, but the moment we are currently in feels like a sustainable one.
I would have to agree with that.
What started with Oscar Michaud has continued on with landmark Black creatives like Melvin Van Peebles, Spike Lee, Julie Dash, John Singleton, Gina Prince Bythewood, Jordan Peele, hell, even Yvette Lee Bowser, and so many more, all of whom center Blackness and demand the right to tell the stories we want to tell the way we want to tell it.
Is it giving us season? No, this is doing me. It's my season.
Please do not forget to join myself and Miss Issa Rae on the Let Out this Sunday at 6 p.m. And that's a wrap on the drive-in.
Taking me Same way to I'm not afraid to die. sweet and sour taste of love. We just
I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face. I wanna feel the joys of the day. I wanna feel alive in every moment. Said I won't waste time on feeling blue. I won't waste time on things I cannot change. I'm gonna live this day as best as I can.
talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
But my arms.